Hello, listeners. It's Marion. Thank you for coming back. This is the last CCR question, which is, how did you integrate technologies, software, hardware, and online in this project? Well, in this project, we integrated a variety of technologies, including both software and hardware, to create our film and make the process more efficient and effective. Each technology played an essential role in different stages of production, from filming to editing to sound design. For the editing portion of the project, we used CapCut, a free video editing software that turned out to be very user-friendly and versatile. CapCut made the editing process so much smoother because it allowed us to cut, trim, and arrange clips in a way that helped us maintain a tight space for thriller. We were able to experiment with different transitions, effects, and color grading, which helped us build the tension throughout the film. The software also made it easy to add and adjust sound effects, which were crucial in creating the suspenseful atmosphere we wanted. CapCut's easy interface allowed us to work together efficiently even when we weren't in the same room, because we could share the project between us and make edits remotely. This was key in keeping the workflow moving. For the voiceover on the title sequence, we used Voice Memo, a simple app available on our phones. We knew that the title sequence was going to set the tone for the rest of the film, so having a clear, eerie voiceover was essential. The Voice Memo app allowed us to record the voiceover quickly with decent quality. It was very straightforward to use, and we didn't need any fancy equipment to capture the voice. Once we had the voiceover recorded, we uploaded it into CapCut and synced it with the opening visuals, which added an extra layer of depth and intensity. The voiceover really helped convey the mood we wanted to set right from the start, making it a crucial element of our project. When it came to hardware, we used a Sony camera to film all our footage. This camera was essential for capturing high-quality shots, especially since we needed precise control over the framing, angles, and lighting. Since a lot of our scenes were filmed at night or in low-light situations, the Sony camera performed really well in those conditions, giving us a clear, professional-looking footage. The camera gave us the flexibility to experiment with different kinds of shot types, including Dutch angles, tracking shots, and various close-ups. It was a great tool for getting the mood and suspense we were aiming for. Sound designs also played a huge role in the project, and we used online resources to help with this. When we were looking for the right soundtrack, we searched for royalty-free music that would match the eerie, suspenseful tone we wanted. Choosing the perfect piece was a bit challenging since it had to blend seamlessly with the visuals, but once we found the right track, it was a game changer for setting the mood. We also used sound effects to enhance the tension in key scenes and CapCut to make it easy to layer and sync everything. As for the collaboration side, we made the use of online platforms like Google Drive and messaging apps. These tools helped us share footage, give feedback, and stay on the same page throughout the project. It was super helpful to be able to access all our files in one place and keep track of changes, especially when we were working remotely. Communicating through these platforms allowed us to work as a cohesive team, even when we weren't physically together. Overall, integrating software like CapCut, hardware like the Sony camera, and using online tools for collaboration and research made this project a lot smoother and more efficient. Without these technologies, we wouldn't have been able to create such a polished, high-quality thriller. They made every part of the process from filmmaking to editing to sound design more manageable and allowed us to focus on the creative side of filmmaking. Thank you for listening to my podcast and have a nice day.